Okay, so again, the essential theme is ascension into possibility. That's open-ended. And into the clear light of understanding. So we're going to work today with your internal, somewhat unconscious, belief, attitude, fear and doubt. So think about it this way. If you were to master your own fear and doubt, you would not have any problem, so to speak, with manifesting and moving forward and completing and realizing your soul purpose. So really the only thing that's keeping us back is the fear and the doubt. The fear basically being of the unknown, and the doubt relating to your self-worth. So remember, your degree of your ability to manifest reflects your level of self-worth and self-esteem. And we all know that pretty much most of the planet has gone through tremendous childhood trauma or early life trauma. And I guess you can say we're recovering, spiritual beings having an earth experience in a human body. But we're all going to make it, so not to worry on that level. All right. Now, it's important that your brain and your body be open, not only to this work, but to everything in life. So you may feel some intense emotions, some intense vibrational occurrences in your body. We always suggest you just simply breathe, accept, and release whatever you're experiencing. And if your mind becomes the old chatterbox, which is less likely actually in this work, but if you become aware of thoughts like, oh, that's not true, or that can't be right, or how do I do this, or like, what's happening? Just acknowledge it. Thank you for sharing, and keep your focus on your breathing so that you can stay in your center. Because remember, your thoughts and your emotions are not you. They're part of your experience, but they're not you. So today we're going to learn on a deeper level how to remain not affected by your emotions, your beliefs, and being able to move into clarity and this place of deep inner peace quite effortlessly. And I will say this, that normally in this work, you will have the mirrors right away. Mirrors being after this call and you're integrating the work, you're going to have experiences. I don't want to say to test where you're at, but you'll get reflections back, and in that moment you're going to make a choice of whether to stay in the oneness or to move back into that place of duality and separation. So you always have a choice to be in a place of joy or a place of pain and stress. So if you do find yourself slipping, do the protocol, do your breathing, and move yourself back into the oneness. And the other thing that we always teach is that we're going to, part of this earth drama is, as far as I can see it, our new level as far as humanity goes, is to embody your spiritual vibration. not to keep it separate anymore like in the old days and all those past lives, but to actually embody and walk around in the marketplace as a Christed being, as a being that radiates love and understanding and peace. Okay, and the more that we do that, the more that we're all going to be able to live in the new earth. So again, we have a 4-year window to really, really, really get our act together and begin to move into a whole new world and reality. Okay, so we're going to always start off with a protocol, which we suggest you memorize so that you can bring yourself into a meditative state. Okay, so we're going to use the breath to focus. And this activation will be probably about 35 minutes or so. And some of you will take maybe a few hours to come back. So not to worry, you don't want to rush back, but take your time. And if you end up paralyzed on the floor for 2 hours, that's normal. It's a way that your brain and your body is integrating the work. Okay, so come back very slowly and easily and just sit in the vibration until you're ready to go do your day. All right. So we're going to take a deep breath and we're going to breathe into the light that is inside of you internally, not in your body, but in your consciousness. So we refer that to the pure light. So taking a deep breath in through the nose, merging with that light, and then taking the light up into the brain to activate pineal, pituitary, thalamus, and you're going to exhale and make the sound. It's a soft ha sound, H-A-A-A-A-A-A. You might want to put your palms up facing the sky and touching your thumb and index finger. You may want to touch your tongue to the roof of your mouth. So breathing into the light through the nose, taking it to the brain, exhaling through the mouth gently and fully, making a soft ha sound, and begin to allow the body to be free of gravity as you ground through the feet into the Earth Mother. You're going to feel a emerald magnetic grid kind of vibration that feels very steel-like heavy or like buffalo heavy. So we're going to do this. Let's do this 14 times. You're going to bring all of your awareness to your breathing. You're going to gather your energies from wherever you are out there in space. Bring it in through the breath. You're going to activate your brain so you can begin to think clearly. So the brain can begin to activate its internal ability to heal the body of any distress and dis-ease. You're breathing in the intention. Whole brain, whole body, light connecting through the body. You're going to relax your jaw, your shoulder joints, your back muscles, your tummy muscles, your thighs, your toes, your fingertips. You're going to relax every muscle group in your body as you exhale. Now begin to feel the presence of peace. You're going to let go of the day. You're going to let go of yesterday and tomorrow and become very present. And now we're going to ask you in your own way to detach yourself from your emotional body, your pain body or your stress body, your intellect, tribal consciousness, and release yourself from the collective astral field of humanity. And allow your awareness to move through the tunnel or arc of light into this clear, still, very vast, very quiet internal space that we call the unified field, the oneness. Now, you may be in or not in your body. It doesn't matter. But bringing your awareness deep into the core of the light or the stillness, letting yourself be free of all worldly concerns. Now, envision in the mind of God, so that's not your brain, envision in the mind of God, which is your mind, four pillars of light that come from the Archangel Kingdom that are being established in your physical dwelling. Wherever you are right now, there'll be at least four points of light or power. We can call them vortexes, pillars of light. You can visualize four pyramids of light. They're going to symbolize the four directions. They're going to create a very vast cocoon of light around your body and in your awareness. This is your safe place. This is a place where you can creatively manifest. So breathe that vibration through your body, letting the brain move into a very deep delta state. The body becoming very light or heavy, depending. We're going to call forth the assistance of the Ascended Masters of your choosing from your soul level. So there are many, many, many Ascended Masters, as well as Archangels, and we're calling those forth also, the Archangels that work with humanity and this earth, to come and support this activation for you. We're going to ask your ancestors and all of your family members and your pets to come into the circle of light to receive. We're basically going to call forth the assistance of all beings of ascended consciousness and all the universes to come and personally support each one of you right now through this activation. We're going to call forth your guardian angels to be present. We're going to call forth your higher self, your I am that I am. And that part of the I am called the soul that is responsible for this lifetime. We're going to call forth your inner child to receive. We're going to call forth your soul group for support. We're also going to call forth our celestial brothers and sisters to support your moving very deep with this activation. Now we're going to call forth prime source energy through the great central sun called the Christos, the universal Christos power. To come forth now to activate parts of your body that are ready to be opened permanently. We're going to start with the brain. We're going to ground into the Earth Mother through the Emerald Grid, deep into the core. Okay, allow now this universal Christos to activate those parts of your brain that have been asleep. Or traumatized, or injured, or unconscious. So you may feel pressure in your brain. You may have a slight headache. may feel stuff actually moving in your skull. You may have rapid eye movement. Your body may twitch or jerk. You may get really hot, really cold. You may feel nauseous. You may feel a little dizzy. You may feel pains moving in your body. Keep breathing. Now you're going to breathe in and hold the felt sense, intention, belief, visualization that the brain is moving into a place of left-right brain synchronicity to where it's beginning to reconnect itself, the left hemisphere with the right, vice versa. Any medical condition affecting the brain can be altered with the power of the light, which is all powerful. So breathe in the understanding that the light can transcend all physical limitations and conditions. Now we're going to ask, with the assistance of the archangels and the ascended masters, as you give them permission to enter your body and especially your brain, to begin to work with clearing out all energies that are not yours from your body, from your brain, from your solar plexus, from the base of your spine, from your chest, wherever. We're going to start with the brain. Now, as you allow this clearing, your internal structure, your internal anatomy on a subatomic level is being altered and reset back to its original blueprint of divine balance and harmony. So we'll call that mind, body, health, and well-being. Now allow the spirals of light and sound to move through your spine, beginning to allow a correction within the spinal column to move back structurally to its place of integrity and alignment. Breathe deeply through the spine, allowing the universal Christos to transmute the density, the stuck places within the spine, whether it's through injuries, chronic stress and tension, any kind of trauma, surgery, etc., to move back to its original point of integrity. The light knows no limitation. Simply allow. If you feel resistance of any kind coming from the mind or the ego, just simply breathe in. Release on the out-breath. You may hold the vibration of compassion. Forgiveness. Now, when the energy begins to stimulate the base of your spine, your sacrum, we're going to ask that the guides assist you in allowing the body to move back to its original point of divine balance and harmony within your sacrum and your original eight cells of creation. may envision in the mind of God 8 little cells rearranging themselves back to their original point of cohesion, coherency, and integrity, very bright, very shiny, connected to one another, and producing a vibration of wholeness that moves through your whole body. Now we're going to ground this new feeling and vibration into the earth through the feet. Now envision, and with your felt sense, and with the intention, breathe in with the divine light to the base of your torso. Breathing in those vibrations from the great central sun, from the core of creation, that will allow your body and your energy field to move back very naturally to a place of coherence, consistency, balance, integrity, synchronicity. Again, allowing your release of all energies that are not yours, all reactionary emotional energies, and for this activation, we're going to ask the guides to assist you with clearing all inappropriate energy cords and attachments from others that may be influencing you on the level of either interference or negative impressions. And even that space of not allowing you to change. We'll just call this external resistance. So use the breath. Breathe in clarity. And begin to take ownership of your body. So now we're going to consciously begin to breathe into the body your soul vibration. You're going to allow the ego, the personality, to remain still so it can receive and begin to evolve into a higher place of understanding. Allow your inner child to deeply receive. Envision in the mind of God your inner child breathing in and accepting the changes. Whatever resistance you may feel, just simply breathe through it. Holding the vibration of compassion and forgiveness. Whatever has been damaged or hurt or traumatized in that part of your body, the area between your thighs, the base of your spine, up to the lower part of your ribcage, that will include your stomach area and your mid-back area. Simply allow now that light, the power of the light, the power of clear and perfect channel, the power of grace, to shift energetically, structurally, subatomically, emotionally, all that which has been out of alignment or out of place, and actually begin to feel your organs, the cells in your body, all the systems in your body, beginning to vibrate and circulate back into a place of oneness, harmony, deep peace. Allow a release of all energies that are not yours, that are in your solar plexus, that are in your low back. Allow a transmutation of all thoughts and feelings of limitation. And fear the unknown. Begin to envision in the mind of God, which is your mind, a deep golden glow that's beginning to fill each cell in your body and in your energy field with this vibration of love and allowance. Again, we're going to ask your ancestors and all your family members and pets to receive this vibration. Breathe deeply into the stomach area. And now take the awareness up into the lungs. We're going to release the lungs of all grief, sadness, sense of depression and loneliness, sense of isolation, sense of misunderstanding, all of it. Begin to release it through the out breath. Going to breathe in your soul. Envision in the mind of God that pure light energy beginning to circulate through the lobes of your lungs, your upper back, through your shoulder joints, through all your internal organs, through your spine, through the air and the space around your body. We've called for the Council of 14 to assist with your evolution. Again, notice the cocoon of light around you. And imagine the pure vibrations of this cocoon of light are circulating in and out of your body, from your crown, out your legs, out your feet. Imagine symbolically that the energies are coming in to the North Pole of your body and exiting out the South Pole. And there's continuous flow and vibration. It's moving through your spine. And imagine that all the nerve endings that go from your spine to all your organs are being fed, all your organs are being fed and nourished with this new light, this new energy. And you're going to give the thought to the body and the brain that it can overcome anything, that the body has the ability to heal itself, correct itself, rejuvenate itself, to resurrect itself from death to aliveness and youthfulness. Breathe very deeply through the lungs. Allow your body to feel as if it is becoming transparent there in that area. Feel the energies moving through your body there, vertically, horizontally, diagonally, every which way. And that your body is becoming very porous and less dense. More space between matter. More space between the perceived cells. Not only your physical body, but your subtle bodies as well. Imagine for a moment that your body has become literally invisible. And that the light is moving through all of the empty space in your awareness. And that your body is being reconfigured, reconstructed into the way it was meant to be within your divine blueprint. And that you're allowing the body to become free of the effects of gravity and density. And is moving into a place of where your body is able to contain more light, more love, more of that which you are, spiritually speaking, and that your ego, your personality, is being uplifted into a more spiritual focus. Allow all your worries and your fears to be bathed in the light. Now you're going to create a bridge, a symbolic bridge between your heart and your mind, or your actual, your chest area with your brain area. And you're creating this from a soul level, a very beautiful bridge of light that's beginning to unify your heart and your mind. Your heart space and your brain space through the throat. And the throat is becoming very open and soft and receptive. Let the light soak into the base of the skull and your atlas excess area of your spine, allowing a very natural adjustment to the top of your spine, allowing the atlas to move back into its place of original centeredness before all trauma and injuries and pain and stress. And as you allow this, you begin to see the brain is beginning to radiate more light from itself out into space. That literally your head, your brain is lighting up and becoming a beacon of light that is being more connected with the space behind your physical heart and your brow chakra. Now begin to receive directly from the sun these waves of light that are penetrating through the brow chakra, stimulating your pineal gland. And your pineal gland is beginning to wake up from its slumber. It's awakening and repositioning itself. It's beginning to produce its own waves of light. And these waves of light are like signals that are being sent from your brain back to the sun, back to prime source. Now allow everything to continue until complete on its own, on an unconscious level, or a subconscious level. And now we're going to bring the breath and your awareness to the space behind your physical heart. And feel this very special place here. It's like a chamber, a sanctuary. This is your home in the physical body. It's also a gateway to all that is in the higher vibrational worlds. It is the great doorway. You're going to bring your awareness to settle into this space behind your physical heart, and you're going to begin to breathe as one with the universe. That's your thought and your intention. Use your felt sense to begin to feel a connection with all beings, spiritually speaking, with all life forms. Not only here on this planet, but in all of creation, this solar system, galaxy, universe, and beyond. Allow your feeling connection to the archangels and to the ascended masters and to your soul group and your home world. And now we ask you to simply sit in a state of receiving, totally open to receive on all levels possible, in all dimensions possible, your next step, your next level of self-healing and self-transformation, your next step in embracing and expressing and manifesting that pure light that we call God I Am, the Lord God of your being. And we will allow about 5 earth minutes of deep silence for this receiving. Take a slow deep breath now and begin to come back to the body with full awareness. Slow deep breath, breathing down through the feet, through the hands, down the spine, feeling the space around you. Coming back very slowly. You may wiggle your toes and your fingers. Coming back with more presence, more calm, more centeredness. Feeling more awake, more alive, more alert. Feeling focused. Feeling the power moving through you. Now allow these changes to move into all aspects of your life. Your money life, your financial world, your relationships, your home, your family, your career, your inspirational creative projects, your spiritual work, your healing work. Let it move through all aspects of your life. Coming back with more awareness. And when you're ready, slowly open the eyes. Let your brain and your eyes adjust. Drink plenty of water today. Get some fresh air. Ground very deeply into the Earth Mother. And when you're ready, come into the now. Allow yourself to continue to receive the vibrations from the QL field of possibility. And give yourself full permission to be yourself, to manifest your dreams, to be about your Father's business, so to speak. Give yourself full permission to receive and to manifest your wildest visions effortlessly and with grace and joy. Until next time, we send our blessings. Namaste.